You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Good Morning Football!
Super Bowl opening night powered by Fast Twitch gets started at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight here on NFL Network. A lot of personalities on each of these teams. They're going to be on display tonight. Who do you think the wild card personality, though, is from opening night? Who that will emerge?
One of my favorite stories is the Jalen Hurts one, where he's, you know, in Alabama, and he gets replaced by Tua, and he's got to forge his own path, goes to Oklahoma. I love the A.J. Brown story, going from Ole Miss to the Titans to here. I think one of the most fun stories is this young man who went from the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs under-18s rugby team to the South Sydney Rabbitohs to then being drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles of the National Football League, having never played a down of professional football in his life, having never played a down of college football in his life. Give me the big Aussie, 365 pounds, Jordan Mailata.
I think
tonight Mailata's going to shine. We've had him on our show since 2018. He's been a part of our show. We know his personality. We know he is this lovable giant, but he also has a little bite to him. Oh, yeah. Like, he's not scared to bite back. He's not scared to take shots. And I think when you've got this international flavor, you're talking about a guy that can bring more than just the football audience, more than just the American audience. I don't know what the sound effects are. A didgeridoo behind me.
Yeah, didgeridoo.
I didn't ask for that, but I'll take it right now.
You'll see one tonight.
Ultimately, Mailata was asked, you could stay with the South Sydney Rabbitohs of the Rugby League in Australia, or you can go and leave and chase this NFL dream. And he's chasing and leaving this NFL dream. And guess what? Eagles gave him a chance. They gave him a second contract.
Mm-hmm.
Guy makes nearly $100 million to play professional football at the age of 25. Less than 7 years ago, he was a kid in high school who had never seen an American football before. I love the Jordan Mailata story. I love his accent. I love his fury. I love his everything. I think Mailata is going to be a stud tonight on Media Night, and the world is going to get to know his story.
Mm. Someone will have a boomerang tonight. I hope they have a live koala. I think you got to just go for it.
Stuffed?
Yeah. No, live. Live koala.
A real live koala.
Jordan Mailata came by Good Morning Football on the day of the draft when it was at Jerry World in Texas, and he comes on set and he's just very green and new and just kind of getting used to things. Juju Smith-Schuster had done a prior segment, and he's over on the side of the stage playing video games. It was like a bit that we were doing.
It was.
And we're like, oh, Jordan, welcome. That's Juju. You know, he plays for the Steelers. And he goes, he plays for the Steelers? And he's like, we're going to bleep you up. Like, right to Juju. And Juju was like, what? Like, what? Easy, big man.
We were easy. Saying easy. That's not what we do
and
in the
And Juju
NFL.
Was like, who is this
man? It's not WWE.
It was so strange.
Awesome. That's it's incredible.
Guess who plays this week?
Do you have to credential the koala?
Do what?
Credential the koala.
I think you would, yeah.
Everybody.
I think for sure. We got to make sure it's the real koala.
Yeah.
On that note, though, I think it's A.J. Brown on the Eagles playing his first Super Bowl. He's got a big personality that he has come out in waves and surprising times. I've followed him on Twitter since he came in the league. Sometimes he'll be like really opinionated and maybe even regrettable. And then sometimes it's just straight up weird. Follow the story. This is so strange. Back in March 28th, this is before the trade went down. He's still with the Titans. We know he's going to come on the show that day. Mm-hmm. So in the morning, I'm going through and I say, oh, he just tweeted. He tweets, happens every every week, but it never gets any easier. Just a cryptic, strange tweet like that. So he's coming on the show that day, and I break format, and I go, AJ, what was that tweet about?
You tweeted this morning, happens every week, and I still can't brace myself for it. What are you talking about? Let us in. What happens?
I'd rather not, to be honest. Okay. It's kind of sensitive. So, okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Would rather not say, he tweeted it. And I was like, I thought maybe it was, oh, case of the Mondays or something. Maybe something personal, maybe something controversial. My point is, there's an enigma about A.J. Brown. He has a little mystery to him and an energy. I think he becomes the star tonight, koala or not, Jason.
Okay, yeah, a mystery. I like that. You mentioned Mile Otto. You talked about Juju Smith-Schuster playing the video games. He's my wild card. And I know he got banged up in the AFC Championship game, but this guy has a ton of personality. In the Steelers days, we saw him at midfield doing whatever TikTok dance was popular at the time. We've seen a little glimpses of it this year and his touchdown celebrations and his excitement, but we haven't seen that old Juju. And maybe he goes to Kansas City a little bit more low-key, play my role, figure out where I fit in of the personalities of the Travis Kelce's and the Mahomes and guys of that nature. But it's Super Bowl week. Media night, cameras everywhere. I feel like it's still in there somewhere, and we may get a few more glimpses. Maybe he comes up with a new dance that he's able to showcase out there on the stage. So I'm excited for Juju Smith-Schuster because I want to see this wild card and this guy. I want to see some of that personality blossom through. If he's injured, he has more time to come up with something creative. So I'm just as excited for the Juju Smith-Schuster experience.
I have a Juju question. I feel like he's been toned down this
year. He has.
Is that just because of the circumstances, or do you think Juju is like an older,
this
wiser
maybe the
Juju?
Mature.
I want to see Juju be the Juju that we fell in love with for years, that's not been him in KC.
But you need those during this week. There's so much chaos, so much going on. You need somebody sometimes to break up the monotony and be that fun guy in the locker room and around all of this.
Sure.
I like the point you made about Juju as it pertains to his personality that we saw when he was with Pittsburgh. It's like sometimes the play didn't match it. So then I think he goes to Kansas City and he's like, wait, I'm going to let my play. And now I feel like it is inevitable. We're going to see his personality, his truest form, speak for itself, if you will. I'm going to circle back to where Mike Giardi started the conversation with us. Chris Jones is awesome, period. I want to talk about him, period. That video of him in his post-game interview after they beat the Bengals in the AFC Championship. Look at that smile. I feel like any time Chris Jones arrives on a scene, he kind of don't know what you're getting because there are quotes from him being annoyed with people like, me not having a sack in the postseason is not a thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, come on, man. It was a thing. Just because you're annoyed about it, you got him. You're fine.
Sure.
You've negated that storyline by now. Oh, Burrowhead, it's not a thing. Okay, fine. Any time Chris Jones approaches a camera, I'm like, look at that man. Look at him go. I think on media night, he's in a booth, unfortunately. He is on a riser, so I have to keep him contained a little bit. But I kind of wish he was down on the floor milling around and having like this traipse of media members following after him, because I think he could sneaky become the star of the week.
I love his voice.
Not sneaky. I love his voice, too.
Yeah, big dude.
His Twitter handle is Stone Cold Jones.
Stone Cold Jones.
Stone Cold. He like gets emotional during national anthems. Mm-hmm. Like, I just love how vulnerable he seems on all the topics.
It's like the question is, like, who will we most likely starting the show tomorrow talking about? Chris Jones has big talent in that regard.
Frank Clark is a huge sound guy.
After the game, he was fun.
Frank Clark is a good
James
one.
James Palmer and Frank Clark is like
that's the thing.
Lots to keep up this time of year, not only Super Bowl related, but also head coaching searches and coordinator searches still happening. Luckily, we have Mike Garofolo to lean on days like today and times in the show like right now to talk the focus on where Arizona is looking for their new head coach and all the names that we have heard emerge in that conversation. Where are they at, Mike?
We are into February, and we have multiple head coaching openings. Don't usually see that, the Arizona Cardinals being one of them. So while the Super Bowl is occurring in Arizona, Cardinals owner Michael Bidwill will be looking for his next head coach. He is now onto his second round of interviews, and so far our understanding is there will be three gentlemen who will be interviewing for the job. One of them, and Peter Schrager will be happy to hear this, is Lou Anarumo, the Bengals defensive coordinator. He is set up for an interview with Bidwill in person later this week. Mike Kafka, the Giants offensive coordinator, also in the mix. likes, as is Brian Flores, the assistant coach for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So those appear to be the finalists in Arizona for that job. We will keep you posted to see whether that job is filled before or after kickoff of the Super Bowl, but those interviews will be this week. Meanwhile, the Tampa Bay coordinators, their search for an offensive coordinator has been extensive. That continues. Bengals quarterbacks coach Dan Pitcher will interview this week, I am told via sources, for the job. Now, it's technically his second interview, but the first one was via Zoom, so I guess we'll call this, I don't know, 1.5. Everyone else has conducted their in-person interviews for that job as the Buccaneers look to move on to life post Tom Brady. Meanwhile, Derek Carr over the weekend had an odd weekend, was playing in the Pro Bowl for the team, representing the team that is moving on from him and has made it clear that they would like to trade him. However, right now, sources continue to say that Carr does not have permission to speak to other teams. Now, theoretically, he would if the Raiders agreed to compensation with the team, but that has not occurred to this point. So Carr has about 9 days to go. It's February 15th before there is a trigger of a $40 million guarantee. The thought is that the Raiders, if they don't have a trade partner by then, would release Carr. He'd become a free agent. And as he put it over the weekend, we'd be able to, quote, speak to all of my friends, which would mean he'd be able to talk to every team. So until and unless the Raiders give him permission, Jamie, to speak to another team, it appears that a trade before that February 15th deadline appears to be a low percentage possibility.
Well, Mike, he certainly put on a show at his former home base in Las Vegas last weekend during the Pro Bowl. So we'll see how the next 2 days go for him. $40 million on the line for one of those two guys.
Mike G is good. We love you, Mike. Nate B is good, too.
Nate,
you guys
B,
know Nate
good.
Burleson?
We do.
You probably see him everywhere on your TV, and we got him here on the show. Nate, welcome to Good Morning Football, my friend.
What's going on, Peter Parker? Schrager, how you doing, man? Doing all right?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, doing great, dude. Look, we have so many memories of Super Bowl week, and it's finally here.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs and Eagles have both played in Super Bowls since Good Morning Football has begun. And we know that they're going to be aware of the media night and what becomes of it. But there's always something that happens on media night. Who are you most looking forward to hearing from the Chiefs and the Eagles rosters?
Media night is always crazy. You know that the theatrics will be out. Chiquita Banana Lady will be there. You'll have every country represented. But I'm looking forward to Jalen Hurts. And I know you're saying, well, Jalen Hurts is a chill guy. He might not give us much. That's exactly why I want to hear from him. Like, Jalen Hurts is as cool as ever. He's going to give us all a lesson in not stressing. What do I mean by that? Just think about what he's been through. When he got here, it's like, oh, he's a strong football player. We've seen the videos of him squatting. He's a great leader. Not sure if he's a passer. And then they had the Carson Wentz situation, and then they got rid of Carson Wentz. And even though Philly wanted to get rid of Carson Wentz, they were questioning whether Jalen was the guy. And then he took over in grand fashion and started balling out. And every time we have seen him on camera, he is as cool as the other side of the pillow. Shout out to Stuart Scott. And I love that, because we oftentimes talk about these quarterbacks. Joe Burrow is cool, and he is. Joe Thoreau is as cool as it gets. But Jalen Hurts, when he has a microphone in front of him, he's like this, man. Leonardo DiCaprio in Departed. His hand never moves. So I just feel like listening to him is a great thing.
The Departed, what a great reference. So many great actors in that one. And there's so many storylines in this Super Bowl, whether it is Andy Reid, Jalen Hurts, the comeback story. But it's also the Kelce Bowl and the brothers playing against each other the first time in history. Later on, we're going to do a snake draft and pick our favorite celebrity siblings. So, Nate, if you had the first overall pick, which siblings are you going with?
I'm going to start calling you Paul Blart Mall Cop, because your segues are sweet. All right, so for me, when it comes to siblings, I'm going to go with Mario and Luigi, all right? These are two guys that represent the foundation of America. You know what I'm saying? Just hard workers. You know what I mean? Blue collar. They're plumbers. Yeah. I mean, it's a job that not every person wants to do, because they're dealing with crap all the time, literally and figuratively. And then they moonlight as rescuers. They're going out there every single weekend trying to save this young girl, Princess. And I know we talked about it on the show before, but I have to say this. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like King Koopa gets a bad rap. I mean, how do we we know that Princess and King Cooper, how we know that they're not in a toxic relationship? You know what I'm saying? That's my only advice I would give to Mario and Luigi. Hey, yo, just let her do her. Because if you showing up every weekend rescuing her, bringing her back to the crib, and then you get a call, you got to pick her up again over at her ex-boyfriend's house, you might want to let that slide a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. She don't want to be safe.
She needs to become I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, okay, okay.
Figure it out.
True.
That's all right.
Exactly.
True, true.
Nate, I want to talk to you about something. You dropped some massive news last week on Twitter. It's really cool because when you have a podcast, I think putting the word "the" at the start of it is really important. The Season with Peter Schur, The Process with Nate Burleson. I thought it was a great announcement.
The Basement.
Then I almost fell off my chair when I saw The Basement. Exactly. When I saw who your first guest was. Seriously? You're going to do us like that? With the first guest on your podcast? Well, just tell us who it is.
Yeah. Shout out to Riri. Rihanna. I will be talking to her this week. We all know that she's doing the halftime show, and it's going to be a halftime show to remember. And we wanted to create a podcast that was about the actual process of where people were. Oh, y'all got the little Riri in the background. Okay, say my name. All right, so for me, I just feel like when it comes to how people get to where they are, and this is a young lady out of Barbados who made an impact in the music industry and then became a billionaire, self-made, that is. So I wanted to get to know her on a deeper level, and we're going to have guests like that week after week all year long, and it's the process. So shout out to IR Radio, NFL Network, NFL. We're going to come with it. So just like Rihanna, you know, what's my name? Shout out to Riri.
She got a fairly decent 140 million followers on Instagram.
That's
140.
Decent.
Nate, hope she gives you that little post after the appearance. It'll probably really boost the downloads
there
a little
bit.
We always want that post. Nate, you're going to be posting, I'm sure, backstage, on stage. Nickelodeon just announced that you, buddy, will be hosting the 2023 Kids' Choice Awards alongside TikTok sensation Charli D'Amelio. What has you most excited about doing it, Nate, other than everything?
I'm going to learn these little TikTok dances. That's what I'm up. I don't really know. I've been trying to talk to my daughter. I'm like, look, Mia Burleson, you got to help me out with some of these TikTok dances so I can look cool on stage with Charli D'Amelio. But I'm looking forward to the slime. You know, it's an honor to host the KCAs, man. I'm a guy who was born in the 80s, raised in the 90s, influenced by the 2000s. I mean, we all are. We all are the same age, which means we have seen every single era of Nickelodeon. So for me, when I got the call, I was like, say less. Listen, this is around the time where Season ends and I want to dip my toes into the sand with a strong drink in my hand, but I had to say yes to this. It was an opportunity of a lifetime, so I'm looking forward to sliming some of my favorite celebrities. So make sure you tune in to the Kids' Choice
amazing.
Awards.
Such a cool honor. I mean, we've all watched the Kids' Choice. This is just really neat for all of us that you get the opportunity to do it. That's a cool honor, but Nate, I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Friday morning at 5 a.m. local time, Kyle and I will be in Phoenix, Arizona at the Arizona Super Bowl doing the show. What do you say? One more whack at it? You want to join us 5 a.m., Nate? What do you think?
The boys are back in town. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you're coming. All right.
We'll see. We'll see you guys on the screen.
Yeah,
we'll be here.
You look great next to the cacti.
Nate is so smooth. You know he didn't say yes or no.
No, I know.
Nate would not sleep during these early morning shows. It would be,
I'll be there.
Amazing.
You stay up all night.
I'll be there.
I mean, like, tired.
Yeah. Listen, Nate, you're on social media. You got 140 million for Rihanna. Charli D'Amelio was 149.
All right. Is that right?
D'Amelio.
Enjoy D'Amelio, Nate. Yeah. Come with us.
All right. That's it. Nate Burleson. Yes, they're
going
to enjoy themselves there.
Yes,
all right. Coming up,
buddy.
Kelce Brothers. Let's have a draft. Right?
Okay.
Let's play a game as it pertains to celebrity siblings. Okay, Kyle, walk us through it.
Any siblings from history, from film, from football, we're going to draft right after this, and then we'll see who has the best team. Don't go anywhere. He just taking the Skyler sisters.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
The Arizona Super Bowl, and it's 6 days from now. Great city, a great sight. We're going to have a great game because we have these two teams that just seem both phenomenal. And they're like mirrors of each other, the Eagles and the Chiefs. But they also have some brothers, guys. One plays tight end, one plays center, and that gave us license to do Rough Draft. That is a draft segment. They're undefeated. They're always fun. Play along at home. Here's how it's going to work. We're going to do a siblings draft. We're going to go around the table in three rounds, myself and Jamie and Jason and Peter, and we're going to draft siblings from all different avenues. And at the end, who has the best roster of siblings, we'll decide, and then you will decide. Here's the deal. Round one, you must draft football siblings. Round two, fictional siblings from literature, film, whatever. And then round three is a wild card. That is up to you. Whatever you would like to do, siblings would do a snake draft. 20 seconds on the clock per pick. Jason, you are our Chicago Bears here, meaning you have the number one pick. It's going to go Jason, and then I think Peter, and then Jamie, and then me, and then we snake. So as I said, here we go. Football is the first round. Jason, give us a football sibling that you'd like to draft. Set of siblings. Go ahead.
Football siblings. This is easy. With the first overall pick, there's no doubt about this. These guys have been in the forefront of everything. We just got a full dose of them this weekend. I am going with Peyton and Eli Manning. All right. I'm not going to go off the cuff. Some random. Going with the best to do it in the game of football, Peyton and Eli.
All right. They get pick number one again. I hope Eli doesn't refuse to play for you and force a trade. That happens sometimes. Peter, you're on the clock.
I'm going to go chalk here. You just said we had a full weekend of them. Get ready for a full week of them. I am taking Travis and Jason Kelce as my football siblings. I love the McCourties, but I'm going with Travis
because
and Jason.
You could have chosen us.
I could have chosen you. Devin, we know you're watching. Hello. I'm going with Travis and Jason. Let me be the first one to mention this week that they are indeed brothers.
Half brothers, right?
No. Blood brothers, like real brothers.
Like they're friends.
Bro, they are brothers.
They have the same mom and
bro,
dad.
Bro, they're brothers.
Grew up together.
All right.
Jamie, you're up.
There's players, there's coaches, management, then there's ownership, right? You told me I can't break the segment. I'm going to try to break
the
segment.
Do what you want, Jamie.
I'm going to go with the Maras. The Mara family.
That's great.
Half of the Giants. I'm going to go Rooney and Kate Mara. The sisters are a part of a football family. Football royalty, if you will. And I'm going with sisters, spoiler alert, for this entire draft. So Rooney and Kate Mara are on my football squad.
That is excellent. An excellent pick. Do we still have the 20-second clock? I hope we do. It's a big part of the segment. I thought you were going to pick the Gumbels. We're going to the Gumbels. They would have been a good pick, too. All right, 15 seconds. Guys, I'm going to have fun with mine. I'm going with my favorite football family ever. I'm going with the Ismails. Rocket yes. Ismail, his brother Cadre, the missile, their younger brother Suleiman, the bomb, and their mother Fatma, the launch pad. Those are all real nicknames. You remember Rocket, you remember the missile, the Ismail family. I could have gone with you guys and just picked like the Watt brothers, but what the hell fun is that, Peter? That's the first round.
I have to keep it Super Bowl based. Someone named the Kelsey.
Yeah. All right, Mannings, Kelsey's, Mara's, and Ismail's. And since I said we snake, I am up immediately again. Yep. And the second round goes fictional siblings. Fictional, literature, movies, music, whatever. And I'm going to go very simple here. I'm going to go the Skywalkers, Luke and Leia, the daughter of Natalie Portman. Also, the only siblings probably a part of this draft who have a romantic scene together and kiss on screen. It's inexplicable. Lucas still hasn't really explained what the hell he was doing back there with that in episode 5, but they do kiss, and they are brother and sister. Luke and Leia, both strong with the Force. Mm-hmm. That is my pick in the fictional. No clock on the screen yet, but Jamie, who do you got?
Yeah, I wanted to steer clear of any funny business like too. That. I wanted to stay away from the Lannisters. I wanted to stay from Ross and Monica. I feel like sometimes they have a situation happening there. Anna and Elsa. I'm going to go with the classic sisters.
Let it go.
The sister, let it go, exactly. Because while I do disagree with some of the treatment between the two of them at times, in the end, family is all that matters. And I'm going to go with Anna and Elsa as the sisters of my second draft pick.
Okay.
Peter.
Is it fictional?
Oh, no. I hate it already. Peter, can you just pick a fictional set of siblings? What is so good you have to pick this?
What if the siblings are actual siblings, but they play siblings on a fictional show.
I like
show.
It. Yes. I'll allow it. What do you got?
Love them as the characters.
Give me Tia and Tamara.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
Give me sister.
Very good.
But I want the TV version, not the actresses who play them. I love the
not from the game.
I love the Howard sisters. Yeah. No, I love them. I love, what was his little name? Smart guy? I love him too. Tia and Tamara.
Taj.
Yeah, that's a good pick. Yeah. All right, that's off the board. Did he take your pick?
Yeah, no, he didn't take my pick. Enough twins. I'm tired of hearing about twins. I'm going, family dynamics can be interesting. I'm going with Will Smith and Carlton Banks and the rest of the Banks clan because, yes, they're cousins, but they're cousin siblings because they're under one roof.
Again,
it doesn't matter
cousins.
How you all come together. Yeah. They became siblings when they all got to that house when he showed up in a taxi cab and was ready to go.
I feel like this is like Kirk Cousins taking a knee in the flag football. Kirk, what are we doing here? Can you just throw a pass?
Just give us a flag.
It's your pick. It's your pick. All right, and so you're up again.
I'm up again.
So the last and third and final round is wild card. Anything. Real people, fake people, football, non-football. Jason, your last pick of the draft.
Wild card. I'm going with a wild card. I'm going with the Jackson Fives. That's going to be my last siblings. Whose pick did I steal? I'm going with
Michael, to go to the board.
Jackie, Tino, Marla, and Jermaine. They are going to be my singing, dancing, doing it all. Yes, there's controversy. There's other things. I'm going with the Jackson Five.
All right.
I'm really torn.
Peter, remind us of your picks.
My picks so the far, Mannings, the Kelsey brothers Tia and Tamara.
Yeah.
I'm really torn here.
Yeah, just all of them.
I've got one brother duo that I absolutely freaking love. These guys, though, are from a different time. Then I've got another brother duo who I grew up rooting for. Fine, I'm going with the old school. Give me Wilbur and Orville Wright. Give me the Wright brothers. These guys gave us the ability to fly. I love the fact that they invented the plane. Spirit of St. Louis. Let's go.
They flew for like 9 seconds. Overrated aviation. Has that changed the world at all?
It's gonna have a future, man.
Like nine.
I heard the two of them were fighting over the armrest too on that flight,
right? That's it.
Oh,
some
no.
red balloon flying over Montana. They're the ones who helped us get there.
All right, Wright brothers.
I have the Mara sisters, Rudy and Kate. I have Anna and Elsa. Girls can sing the hell out of any song you give them. I'm going to go twins, but I'm going to go your angle as well. I'm going to add more to my roster.
Okay.
Mary-Kate, Ashley, and Elizabeth Olsen. Mm. So you got the Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, the sisters, and now their sister, who's like a hell of an actress, really the star right now of the family, but Mary-Kate and Ashley's a sneaky fashion empire over here. All three sisters on my team.
You got a roster.
I got an absolute
roster. You got
roster.
A roster. All right, this is our Mr. and Mrs. Irrelevance.
Yeah.
This is our Brock Purdy pick of the siblings draft. So I went with the Ismails, I went with the Skywalkers, and for this, I'm going to go with, I think, the OG, the first siblings ever. I'm going to go Cain and Abel.
Nice.
From
biblical.
The Bible. The children of Adam and Eve. One of them is a farmer. One of them is a shepherd. Yeah. I respect it. Chase is quoting the scripture over here. Cain and Abel, and also Cain is Abel. 1993 is the program. So that is my squad, Cain and Abel, to round out my group. Let's take a look. We're going to do it shortly.
Gonna break it
They're
down.
Gonna assemble the whole board.
Can we get Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks to break down our draft?
Sure.
You had to divert your pick because did you have the
Jacksons? I had the Jacksons. I had the Jacksons for sure, but this is a draft.
You know
people
who
take the pick.
I was gonna go Brett and Owen Hart. I thought you were definitely gonna take the Hart Foundation. You're gonna definitely go there.
I thought you were gonna go Daniel Jr. and Barron, Peter.
No, I
wasn't going there. I wasn't
going politics.
No, you don't. Okay, good. I was not gonna go
Donald Jr.
Daniel
Trump.
Here are the teams.
Daniel Trump. All right, so Jason started in the upper left. The first pick was the Mannings, then Kelsey's Mara sisters, Ismails. Snaking around to the second round, Luke and Leia, Ananasa, Tian Tamara. Will and Carlton was a highly controversial pick. It shouldn't be controversial at all.
I want to change mine. Mine's not the Wrights. It's the Wright brothers, okay?
They can't fit the Wright brothers. They could fit Olsen sisters.
David Wright and who? I need the Wright brothers.
All right, and then Grain and Abel were our Mr. and Mr. Irrelevant. Jason McCourty, what do you think of the draft?
I feel really good about my team. There's a lot of comedy. There's entertainment. We're going to have a great time with my draft. I feel good about my team.
Okay. Erdahl, you like your squad?
I love mine. If I could have coaches for my team, it would be the Williams sisters. So Venus and Serena.
You nailed this
draft. Yeah, one protest. If that full screen is tweeted out, please, the Wright brothers. No one knows who the Wrights
Always
are.
About the full screen. I need the full screen. I think I'm going to
win. Daddy, you hear
Morgan
that?
Football after
that
this.
Just
say you like the draft,
Wright
Peter. We're splitting hairs.
Wright brothers.
Yeah.
Always with the full
first
screens.
In flight, South Carolina.
You had the best team, and why is it?
Kitty Hawk.
Yes.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
We're doing a segment we call We In or We Out. Yeah. Here's how it works. And if you're at home and you're getting ready for the Super Bowl, get in here. I say a statement, and you tell me if you're in or you're out. Do you agree? Do you disagree? First up, one of the 49ers. Remember them? Brandon Ayuk, okay? Wide receiver on the Niners. His 49ers, of course, fell to the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. But here's what the former first-round pick had to say about what he thinks of the
Bird's defense against Kansas City?
I don't know. I don't know fully about that defense. I don't know. They talk about him being a good defense. I'm not too sure. I'm not sure. I think the pass game, Kansas City pass game, will expose what we thought we were going to be able to expose before some unfortunate circumstances happen. So we'll see. But like I said, you got to get lucky to win the Super Bowl, and they just got extremely lucky last week. So who's to say they can't do it twice?
All right. Whether you agree with his statement about lucky or not, here's what the statement is. And take us into the Eagles here, because we're talking about the Eagles, not the Niners. A comment like Ayuk's could serve as motivation for the Eagles defense at this point in the season. You hear that. Could that be a galvanizing thing? We in or we out?
I'm in. And not that they need extra motivation. They're in the Super Bowl, but we talk about it all the time. Elite athletes always picking and pulling from things that someone says about them or anything to kind of increase the motivation. We heard Brandon Graham last week when Julian Love talked about Sirianni. He talked about people making comments from the couch. Now Brandon Ayuk was doing it, and I get it, because he got a chance to see that Chiefs offense up close and personal when San Francisco played them, and they were not lucky that day, because the Chiefs offense put up a ton of points and were just blowing them out offensively. But for this Eagles defense, like, I'm be fired up, and it wasn't unfortunate circumstances. They got to their quarterback and they injured him, and you don't want to see guys get hurt in this game. But as a defense, it wasn't like a freak injury or something like that. Hassan Reddick came off the edge and hit their quarterback, and he wasn't able to finish the game. So an Eagles defense to say that they were lucky is a little bit of a reach there, but I think this is going to motivate and fire them up, because you're looking for anything right now. This defense has been so good all year long. Now going against this Chiefs offense, this is an opportunity to showcase, and you'll hear it after the game. If the Eagles win, they will reference this comment and any other comment that has been said about their team in these 2 weeks leading up.
I'm out on this. Saying things like, you'll get exposed, you're lucky, that's a bitter man's commentary. And I'm not blaming Brandon Ayuk for being bitter. Like, you lost in the NFC Championship. That sucks. Like, you feel all the feels. Get those takes out there. The Eagles using it, I'm out on that. I think they have motivation enough when they turn on 18 weeks of game film from the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, if that doesn't motivate you in and of itself, you got another thing coming for you on Sunday afternoon. I don't think they need other people telling them, like, oh, Eagles defense, you better look out or else you're going to get laughed at. No, no. Just watch the Chiefs operate from September 1st until now, and you should be motivated aplenty.
I mean, they'll use it on anything. What I'm more curious is I'm trying to decide if I'm in on Brandon Ayuk's take in general.
Okay.
Let's go on a little tour back through time of the quarterbacks that this Eagles team has faced, chronologically reverse. So Josh Johnson for a second, and then Christian McCaffrey. Daniel Jones, Andy Dalton. Then we get Dak Prescott, and they give up 40 points and a loss. Okay. Justin Fields. Ooh. Daniel Jones, Ryan Tannehill, Aaron Rodgers, they give up 33 points. And then beyond that, we're back to mid-November already. So last couple of months, they've faced one great quarterback and one pretty good one, and they gave up 77 points combined in those two games. The rest of the time, it's been pretty much a cakewalk. So Mahomes is different. He's not Dak, he's not Rodgers, he's Mahomes. There could be a wake-up call, for real. And listen, slay all those guys, they'll run with the comments, I think, sure. But this is a different deal. So just be ready in that secondary, man. Better be ready.
There is this storyline that's brewing that I didn't even think of while it was going on, because the Eagles are running through everybody. They've outscored opponents 69-14 in the playoffs. That who have they faced?
Easiest walk ever to the Super Bowl. I've seen that. I've seen that before.
What about the quality of the offensive lines on those teams? It's not just about the quality of the quarterback and whether or not they shredded him. It's like, how many sacks did they obtain in games like that? I mean, it's not, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is far and away a better quarterback than the guys that you just listed, but from an offensive line standpoint, were some of those lines equally to
as... The Eagles are on pace sack-wise.
I know, that's what I mean.
85 Bears.
I don't think just looking at the quality of just the singular person is enough to be like, write it off. Like, they're going to be exposed.
Okay. We'll find out in what, 6 days?
I mean, you're the one with the tattoo on your back, so.
I'll be showing that at the end of the week. I got a huge Eagles tattoo on my back.
That's motivation for them not to win.
Yeah, I know. It's true. I know. Number
two.
It looks good, I think.
We go from one serious topic, obviously, and shout out to Brad from SF Niners. Good podcast.
Yeah, Brad.
Get Brandon Ayuk. It's a good get. We could take Brandon Ayuk on the show. Please, Brandon. Mm-hmm.
Join us. We'll take Brad on the show.
Take Brad. Brad, you want to come on? Any guests?
In studio, please, though.
Please, yeah, come in studio.
Hey, we're back on Good Morning Football Super Bowl opening night, powered by Fast Twitch. Gets started at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on NFL Network. A lot of personalities on each of these teams. It is not a drought when it comes to quotable material, great footage. Everything will be on display tonight anyone that you want to just get out, last segment of the show, like this is who we really want to hear from, who do you think is going to take the cake, anything like that. Lead the show tomorrow, if you will.
I want to hear Tom Brady on the mic explain his tweet that I just saw. What's going on there?
Is he doing it right? I don't know.
What
everyone
the hell?
Look at Twitter.
What are you talking? What was that?
Modeling
what's
his that? Underwear Tom, the right way.
You don't?
No.
Tweeted Tom Brady tweeted a picture of himself in his underwear. It's
Brady,
very strange.
Brady Brand.
Asking Gronk if he's doing it right. Why would Gronk know how to do that?
That's retirement, I guess.
Right? Exactly. Got a lot of time on your hands. What about you guys? Monday night, media night.
I mean, how do we follow that up? I mean, maybe I need to go online and order me some Brady Brand.
Maybe so.
You don't just get some for free from your guy?
No, I'm going to support the brand.
Oh, yeah, he needs it.
Yeah, he should buy his sand for $100,000 off the retirement.
It's not authentic.
You know what was authentic, Rodal? We did a sibling draft last segment.
Yes, we did.
And do we have some reaction to it, or do we have the board? What do we got? We tried to draft famous legendary siblings in honor of the Kelseys. Here,
yeah, right, brothers.
Now, Peter, there it is.
Peter got his way. Got
the three different categories.
Sisters.
The Jacksons, Wright brothers, the Mannings, the Kelseys. Mm. And Jamie, do you have a feeling of who do you think is going to win this draft in the heart of the people who vote on it on Twitter?
Peter's got a really... I was a little worried about his initial kind of like stock Kelce pick, but then when he circled back to Tia and Tamara, then it really kind of...
Yeah.
I like
Peter, you got a good mix.
I like them.
You got to get a mix.
No, I feel strong about
you were a twin. Did you love sister-sister?
Loved sister-sister. I thought me and Dev were going to be in a show growing
brother,
up.
Brother-brother.
Brother-brother. Like, hey, we're going to come...
There's still time. That sounds like a podcast on iHeart. It's great.
The twins. Yeah, there it is. Beautiful Arizona. The site of the Arizona Super Bowl.
The McCourties.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.